WPSU is following the growing problem of heroin use in central Pennsylvania. Today, we'll hear one family's story of losing a child to heroin. WPSU's Emily Reddy talks with the parents of Lizzie Klein Smeltzer, a young Bowlesburg woman who died of an overdose earlier this year.
Hello, you Hi must there. Be Emily. Come Hi. On in. How are you with dogs?
Two excited dogs greet visitors to the Smeltzer household.
We have two Golems that were Lizzie's. All the animals here were Lizzie's.
Since their daughter's death on January 25th, Ken and Bonnie Klein Smeltzer have taken over caring for the dogs and two cats. The Smeltzer's house is in a tree-lined subdivision in Bowlesburg, just outside of State College. Their living room has a huge picture window with a view of a little park, and beyond that, the Tussey Mountain ski slope. Ken and Bonnie have converted a low table in front of the window into something of a shrine to their daughter.
Oh, we have pictures, of course, and some of her artwork, that stained glass piece she did, and some of the ceramic pieces.
There are pictures of Lizzie as a little girl, and with her brother, and as a pretty young woman with long brown hair. There are candles and little carved elephants from her recent volunteer trip to India. Also on the table is a black ceramic box made and given to the Smeltzers by a local potter.
This is a beautiful piece of raku pottery. And we have some of Lizzie's ashes in there.
After a moment, Bonnie puts down the box and picks up a colorful handmade greeting card.
This is a picture that she sent to her grandmother in California on a card that she painted. And here she says, she writes, "I'm going to get my degree in HDFS."
Bonnie reads from the card, which has a painting of Mother Earth on the front.
"I have been painting in my free time, and maybe I will take an art class at PSU. Right now, I'm uncertain of how my life will turn out, what career I will end up with, etc. But I know eventually it will all work out, and God has a plan."
Both Bonnie and Ken are ministers in the Church of the Brethren. Bonnie is the minister at State College's University Baptist and Brethren Church. Ken has been working as a handyman since he was fired from his church last year for performing Center County's first gay marriage. Bonnie says instead of the stigma you might expect to come along with a death by overdose, church contacts and other friends have been very supportive of their family since Lizzie died. Two couples in particular were there right away when they found out.
You know, besides the "I'm sorry" and "how awful this is," the first things they said was, "There's no shame in this, and you are not to blame. You were good parents. You tried your best." And I think that really freed us, that from then on, to say, you know, that she died of an unintentional overdose.
Bonnie and Ken didn't want the pain of telling people over and over again, so they put Lizzie's overdose into her obituary.
We had it out there. And so part of it was for self-preservation, obviously.
Well, but also I wanted people to know why she died so they could learn from this and, you know, that it's a dangerous thing to do and that even kids like Lizzie can, you know, die from this. If, you know, they think they're smart and can control it and be careful, but they can't.
Lizzie was going to Penn State part-time when she died. Like many college kids, she had experimented with drugs. Then a few years ago, she overdosed on heroin. She went to rehab and group counseling. After a relapse, she started taking Suboxone, an opiate blocker. She eventually weaned herself off the Suboxone because it was expensive and she didn't like the side effects. Her parents didn't know she had started using heroin again.
I mean, we think that she thought she could do it recreationally. But I don't know that you can, because heroin is, you know, gets in your mind, and it's just such a big high that you can't forget it. And so you, if you know life isn't going great, you want it some more, and you just can't forget about it.
Lizzie was living at home and working part-time when she died. She was thinking about majoring in human development and family studies because she liked kids. But her parents say she was never a very good student, and that was tough on her.
It's kind of hard in this town if you're not a good student or, you know, excellent at something. I'd say she was struggling with her future. What was she going to do? I mean, she would have graduated this spring had she gone through in 4 years. And so she saw some of her peers, you know, and friends graduating and moving on, and she wasn't exactly going anywhere.
Ken and Bonnie have decided to tell their story to raise awareness, to warn other parents that this is not some inner city problem. And they're sharing Lizzie's story, even though they say she would hate for people to know.
She would be livid about our openness, talking about her now after her death and her drug use. She
would be embarrassed.
She would be livid. And I think that's part of the difficulty with folks that use drugs, is there's such a stigma, and particularly with heroin, which I think, you know, conjures up pictures of dark alleys and terrible people and needles, and that's not what happened. I mean, she was, you know, watching a movie with the person that got her the drugs in a living room in a person's home and fell asleep and died.
Bonnie and Ken have talked to the mother of the man who bought the drugs that killed their daughter. They say they don't want him to go to jail. They want him to get the help they wish their daughter had gotten. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.